The goalpost has shifted quite a bit for Donald Trump. Initially, it was everyone in the world, watch us. We're going to handle Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. And then it turned into everyone get in here. This is your responsibility too. And then it turned into we have a secret list of countries that are about to participate in helping us reopen the Strait of Hormuz. And then Trump acknowledged nobody was coming to help. And now, I wonder what would happen if we finished off what's left of the Iranian terror state. And let the countries that use it, we don't, be responsible for the so-called strait. So-called? Is he saying that because it's like curvy? That would get some of our non-responsive allies in gear fast. What if we bombed Iran and then just left? What would that do, hypothetically? Why is finished off in quotes? I don't know, but it is erotic. Nothing ever happens. This would be something happening. Oil prices are going up fast right now. There's a huge gap right now between what oil futures look like for America and what people are actually paying for oil in other countries. And the reason for that is because, for one, the government's doing some shenanigans with like shorting the price of oil so that we try to keep the speculative market clean and easy. We're just not pricing in these long-term factors. Basically, every expert that has weighed in on the impact of this war and how long it's going to take before fuel prices stabilize again has said that it's going to be years, years before it stabilizes. We're just waiting to see it priced in. The Israeli Air Force struck a natural gas processing facility in southwestern Iran, two senior Israeli officials said. This is the first time we've struck natural gas facilities in Iran, which are key to their economy. They did it with U.S. permission. And in response, Iran retaliated, which they said they would, and attacked Ras Laffan. That's probably not how it's pronounced. The world's largest liquefied natural gas plant, hit by Iranian revenge strikes Wednesday as the war in the Middle East escalated with attacks on energy facilities. Facilitated, of course, by Israel, obviously. Not going to be fixed till in my 60s, I bet. Yeah, well, I don't know. We haven't really given Iran an off-ramp here, you know? We haven't really given them an incentive to stop. This tweet is more info. I love info. Thank you. Qatar's Ras Laffan isn't just a refinery. It's one of the most important energy hubs in the world. Qatar exports about 20% of the world's liquid natural gas, and almost all of it goes through Ras Laffan. It is the core of Qatar's economy. It processes gas from the North Field, world's largest gas field, turns into LNG fuels and petrochemicals. Whew! Satellite images of the missile strike on their refinery. God damn. Qatar's kicked out Iranian officials. Ooh, they mad. Oh, they mad. Oh, I'm sorry. Is the Western puppet petrostate upset that the regimes that it's a bitch to, Israel and America, did the thing that we all knew they were going to do? Ooh, they mad. Qatar's foreign ministry wrote on Twitter Wednesday evening that it had declared the military and security attaches. Attaches? How do you pronounce that? Of the Iranian embassy, as well as the staff in their offices, persona non grata. The ministry said that it had requested they leave the country within 24 hours. You said it right the first time. Okay, nice. I said it right the first time? What a rarity. That shit doesn't happen very often. No, the second time? I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue with you. Not when things are going so well.
Victoria Gatenby in Doha. We're getting reports that Qatar's Ras Laffan LNG installations have been evacuated here in Qatar. And we're also hearing that sirens have gone off in Saudi. Tell us about what's happening in the region and how seriously this threat by the IRGC is being taken.
Well, the threats are being taken extremely seriously, and we know that because there are reports that Ras Laffan is being evacuated as we speak. This is the largest LNG production facility in the world. It was last attacked on March the 2nd in the early days of this conflict. And after that, Qatar Energy, which owns it, said that they were going to temporarily pause production there because they needed to protect their vital infrastructure and also their workers. Now, this is a reaction to Iran's threat that it will target militarily Qatar's energy infrastructure and also energy infrastructure in the UAE and Saudi. It issued this warning several hours ago, saying that workers and residents in specific areas needed to evacuate to ensure their safety. In the UAE, it's the Al Hassan gas field. In Qatar, it's the petrochemicals complex.
And Iran has started using cluster bombs against Israel. I didn't see nothing. Been a while. Did you see the WHO is concerned about nukes being used now? Have they been watching my streams? Oh, that was just from 3 minutes ago, that ballistic missile footage. God damn. Guess they didn't intercept it in time. 24 minutes ago, Iran media claims that a missile attack is ongoing against the LNG refinery in Bahrain. Sheesh. Missile attack on LNG refinery in Bahrain. The bridge connecting Bahrain and Saudi Arabia has been destroyed or seriously damaged. Ooh. Ooh. That's actually... Oh, okay. Today might be the most consequential day of the war so far, then. Since the beginning of it. I mean, since Israel and America jointly struck Iran's natural gas production, we basically gave them permission to do the same over here in Bahrain and Qatar. Bridge destroyed or seriously damaged. I guess we decided to just get to peak oil all at once. Yeah, well, it's the way things are going right now. It's not going to peak for quite a while. WTI crude over here in America, right now holding at 96, pretty low. But it's lower here than it is like everywhere else, man. Brent crude up to 110. Murban crude up to 117. You know? Look at this. Oman, 153. Give me that chart. Look at... All right. This the consistency. The consistency. And they're right there, man. Good Lord. Dubai, 122. Indian basket, 156. We don't keep Chinese numbers here, do we? Yeah, UAE, Qatar, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. 2 days delay. Yeah, these are older. Older assessments. Today I paid $17 for 3 gallons of gas. Then I got an AP news notification that said no economic impact of Iran war. That you probably got that notification because they were talking about the inflation reports that were referring to February. So like they were talking about an article that was describing reports taken from before the war had begun. But that is very funny. Did you say this is one of the highest percentage increases over time? I'm pretty sure that this is the fastest. It is the largest fuel spike we've ever seen since the oil crisis in the 70s. And it's also the biggest oil shock ever in history. Okay, things have really ramped up today. I didn't even realize the extent of it. Holy shit. Wait, let's try to catch up a little bit here. Okay. This is a large number of updates. Tasnim, loud explosions heard after gas facilities targeted in South Pars Field. This was when we struck Iran. For funsies. You know? For funsies. Missile attacks on the Asa Luya gas facilities in South Pars Field in Iran. Russian Foreign Ministry, Global Energy Security. Israeli Broadcasting Authority quoted an Israeli official as saying, "We attacked the large Iranian gas facility in Bushehr in the south of the country." An Israeli official said the strike in the gas facility was coordinated between the Israeli Prime Minister's office and the White House. The official said it was aimed at signaling to Iran that if it continues to disrupt the oil supply through the Strait of Hormuz, there could be an escalation in the target of its energy facilities and a worsening of the economic crisis in the country. Right. Governor of Asaluya, the situation's under control. Okay, all this is the beginning. Qatar, funnily, says Israel's targeting of energy infrastructure threatens global, regional, and environmental energy security. And then a couple hours later, they would be striked. Let's see. Simon's heard in central Israel. Following the latest missile barrage in Iran, emergency services are responding to multiple shrapnel impact scenes across central Israel. Just a little peppering. Oh, pause the damn thing. Thank you. Just a little peppering. Iran issues an evacuation warning for several oil facilities across Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar. Man, crazy how Iran is more humane in their energy infrastructure strikes than Israel. Israel initiated it and also didn't provide warning, whereas Iran even warns where they're going to be striking. Probably because they don't want to incur like too much long-term distaste from the Gulf states, because they're going to have to live with each other for a while after this. Did that last year with America last summer? Yep, they did it in the 12-day war. They did it with America. They did it with Israel, too. Air defenses activated in Tehran. Air defenses, ballistic missiles. Massive fire at phase 4 of the South Pars refinery after an Israeli airstrike. You said it? But in what context did I say it? I don't have a transcript blog that I can go back through. Just missile interceptions. That they'll have to live together? Oh, you mean that they'll have to live together for a while? I mean, I don't know. I think that at some point, the West's hold over the Gulf states is going to crumble. I do think that. I think that in the long run, especially with the outcomes of this war, the best case scenario for America and Israel holding regional power over the Gulf states in the long term would have been working things out with Iran, because Iran has so much money and so much cultural power and so much of a chokehold over the ability for oil and natural gas to be removed from the strait that, like, in the long run, I think these Gulf states are going to have to defer to Iran. I think this works out very, very badly for America and for Israel in the long run. I hope so. U.S. Air Force A-10C Warthog strafing Iranian-backed militias in Kirkuk, Iraq. What the hell, dude? We're doing Warthog drive-bys. Holy shit! War is back, I guess. My egotistical ass hoped things would be okay for me while everyone else suffers, but now it seems everyone will suffer, including me. Yeah, that's often how it happens. That is often how it goes down. It's unfortunate, but that's usually the trade-off. Two powerful explosions were heard in the city of Minab Wednesday evening. Qatar's Ministry of Defense. Qatar was attacked by 5 ballistic missiles. Heavy shelling naval air bases, northern Iran. Rash City air defenses. Ballistic missiles. Airstrikes target Iranian ships in the Caspian Sea. Stuff has really been ramping up since that strike in their LNG production. Or in their gas production. Ballistic missile launches detected from Iran towards central Israel. And then just a couple minutes ago, this cluster bombing of Israel. Holy shit. Police and medics say they're responding to reports of impacts in central Israel after Iran's latest ballistic missile attack. The missile had carried a cluster bomb warhead. Jesus. Cluster bombing, isn't that illegal or only in urban areas? Cluster bombing, what Iran is doing is illegal, but what Israel is doing is double illegal, so it's okay. Don't worry about it. I've got a bunch of links here. What is this? Okay. Trump says no more strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure after today's Israeli strikes on a vital Iranian gas field, per Wall Street Journal. It does not matter what Trump wants. His brain is literally soup. All it'll take is Lindsey Graham poking him a little bit, and he'll approve the next round of strikes. Israel does what it wants. No exceptions. More and more reports of drive-by shooting attacks against Basij militia checkpoints in Iran. The regime is under pressure, and more Basij military... Basij militia members are refusing to show up for work in the morning. I Googled, but still confused. What's Basij? It's the Iranian... It's an Iranian militia. or IRGC-backed militia. Not receiving enough attention, Qatar is the world's second largest helium producer, supplying around 33% of global output. When Qatar's Ras Laffan facility, the world's largest LNG export plant, shut down due to the Iran war, helium supply was cut, as helium is extracted as a byproduct of natural gas processing. As a result, the market is now losing 5.2 million cubic meters of helium per month, with almost no spare capacity globally. The disruption has already doubled helium prices since the Iran war began. Huh. Yeah, helium is pretty important. Not just party balloons, I'm afraid. Sorry, I feel like I'm rushing through a lot of information here, but like this is actually really, 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 really serious. America and Israel had been limiting their strikes on Iranian energy facilities because it was widely understood that Iran would retaliate if they did strike. And now they did strike, and Iran's retaliating, and yeah. They struck, so Iran's facilities have been struck. They struck Bahrain. They struck Qatar. Cluster bombing Israel for fun. Israel doesn't give a fuck. I do struggle to understand what but they think their long time, like what their long-term strategy is, you know?
In Doha, that's Qatar's capital. Victoria, earlier we were speaking, there were evacuations at Qatar's Ras Laffan LNG installations. That's after the Iranian threats, of course. What is the latest on that now?
Yeah, so in the last 30 minutes or so, we've had a statement from Qatar Energy to say that its Ras Laffan industrial complex has been targeted with missiles. That has caused widespread fires, which they're now having to deal with. And there has been, what it confirms, is extensive damage to that facility. It says its emergency teams were on site immediately. There have been no reports of any injuries, and that all workers were safe. Now, that facility hours ago was evacuated because Iran had said that it would target that facility and four more facilities across the GCC region in response to targeted attacks on its gas field. So this is a major development here in Qatar. That plant up in the northeast of the country produces, it's the largest LNG production facility in the world. Qatar itself.
Wait, Israel bombed a Qatari field? No. Iran did in retaliation for Israel bombing an LNG production facility for Iran. For Israel bombing an Iranian facility. Asia is moving to ration fuel. Myanmar has restricted driving to alternating days. Wait, really? Wait. Is it getting that bad, that serious? Or that quickly? Yeah, starting March 7th, Myanmar's military junta implemented an alternate day driving rule for private vehicles based on license plate numbers to conserve fuel amid shortages and rising prices. Yeesh. Indonesia faces a supply strain despite being a producer. Thailand has banned most oil exports, imposed price controls, and is urging remote work and reduced travel. We always focus on this from a Western perspective, but an under-discussed element of this is how legitimately, like, 4 billion humans are going to experience a massive fuel shock entirely because of America and Israel dipping their balls in the soy sauce over there in the Middle East. Like, we, in terms of, like, long-term international resentment, just imagine, like, how America would react to this in any kind of opposite context, like nationwide rationing or a massive economic restriction entirely because of, I mean, Europe experienced this with Russia, but Europe is at least aligned against Russia. Europe doesn't like Russia. How do you think India, China, the Philippines, Thailand, how do you think they're going to feel about us? We're just further cementing, aligning yourself with US economic hegemony used to be a guarantor of security to an extent, right? Not to say we were doing favors for the countries that were aligned with us, but there was kind of a deal, an international agreement taking place. The idea that you were benefiting in some way from being under the umbrella of American soft power. But now,
produces 20% of global LNG production. So this is what Qatar's wealth is built on, and it's now saying that that facility has been extensively damaged by Iranian missiles. We've had a statement in the last few minutes from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It expresses its strong condemnation and denunciation of what it calls the brutal Iranian targeting of Ras Laffan Industrial City, which it says has caused fires
that the Philippines is shifting to a four-day work week to conserve fuel. Economies are fundamentally restructuring themselves to accommodate the consequences of our warfare. Yeah, starting March 9th, temporary four-day work week for government offices to conserve fuel and energy amidst rising oil prices.
Resulted in severe damage to that facility. It goes on to say that Qatar has done its very best to stay out of this war, but the Iranian side, it says, continues its escalatory policies that push the region towards the abyss and plunge countries that are not parties to this crisis into the circle of conflict. So a very serious development here. Obviously, the Iranians put a statement out hours ago that it would also be targeting other facilities in the UAE and also in Saudi Arabia, and those were the Al Hassan gas field in the UAE and the Al Jubail petrochemicals complex in Saudi Arabia and the Samref refinery also in that country.
And Victoria, you know, you're talking about an attack here in Qatar, but there's also been loud explosions in the Saudi capital. That as regional foreign ministers are due to hold an emergency meeting in Riyadh.
Yeah, that's right. There have been attacks across the GCC today. We've actually just had a raised security alert, threat alert here in Doha. We haven't heard any missiles being intercepted yet, but the threat level here has been raised. Now, in Saudi Arabia, a couple of...
The real 10 billion IQ play would have been to have really gotten into the green energy revolution 20 years ago, so that when we strike Iran and raise oil prices globally, we can then sell people the solution and make like $50 bajillion building solar infrastructure everywhere. Sadly, we're not quite that forward thinking. It's difficult to even capture how bad things are getting in a chart. US gasoline prices. Who's most in the green energy revolution right now? China. I don't know if that'll be enough to save them though. To think millions of Americans have no fucking clue is scary. Yeah, a lot of Americans are just going to think like, oh, I guess shit's more expensive now. I don't know. What's happening? Why'd Trump do that? I don't know.
Hours ago, they had several explosions in the capital, Riyadh. Saudi's Ministry of Defense later said that was them intercepting four ballistic missiles that the Iranians had targeted in Riyadh City's area. Now, debris from those interceptions fell across the Riyadh area, they say, but at the moment there is no damage to buildings that has been reported and no civilian injuries as a result of those missiles being intercepted. But as you say, it comes as Saudi was hosting Arab leaders from these Gulf countries to try and talk about a coordinated security policy. You would imagine now the focus of those discussions will very much be on the threats that they are facing from the Iranians, with Ras Laffan having been targeted, and dealing with the aftermath of those attacks.
All right, thanks very much. That's
Sheesh. What'll it take for the average American to actually realize what's caused all this? Dude, I don't fucking know. Everyone's going to feel higher gas prices. It's just like the Democrats could get the easiest dub in the world here by directly tying basically everything that's happening right now to Israel and people in America who are aligned with Israel. It's the easiest sell in the world because it's all completely correct. Like, this war right now, Trump has admitted, everyone has admitted, we're doing this for Israel. It's not a conspiracy theory. Everyone involved, but Democrats will pretend that's a conspiracy theory. They'll pretend it's like a... Like, oh, how anti-Semitic of Trump to say that Netanyahu pushed him into this war, you know? Christ. Hope you're well stocked up in rice. You know I am.